Before we get to tonight's Big Brother Sunday night recap, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, our friends over at True Car. Because if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody, even more confusing than what is a Yaris. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to the dealership. And a True Car dealer will show you what the true price is on the cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car will show you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this, so they will set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who never takes a hiatus from talking to you guys about Big Brother. I am Rob Sisterino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Sunday night edition of the Big Brother Recap. I'm very excited to be back together with this guy to talk about all of the action from Big Brother 20 and the Caitlin HOH. Please welcome back Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. Very excited. The Yadis was amazing. It was one of my favorite things.
Yes. So, Taryn, a lot to talk about here tonight as we are looking at everything going on with Caitlin and her HOH. It's been so much fun, so much drama. Do you know, has Caitlin been nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award?
I'm pretty sure one is coming. Jose, I think he's involved somehow. He might be presenting it to her in some fashion. I'm not sure.
Awards, right? He was going to host the Grammys. Yes.
Look, he's involved in a lot of things. You can't keep track of Jose.
He's involved with a lot of things. Yes. What a great HOH it's been for Caitlin.
I'm totally doing such a good job being HOH. I deserve a Daytime Emmy. I deserve it.
Deserves a Daytime Emmy. Big Brother's not even on in the daytime.
Right? Like, what is she looking for? I don't understand this.
Yeah. So, all right. So a lot to get to here tonight. Of course, we're going to take your questions. Hashtag RHAP. Scott St. Pierre is standing by. Of course, tomorrow I will be back together with Eric Stein for week number 2 of the Summer of Stein 2018 podcast.
Summer Steve Stein, 2018.
So get your questions in. You could send us feedback for that show. You go ahead and email us bigbrother@robiswebsite.com, or you can go ahead and send them our way on voicemail, robiswebsite.com/voicemail, or call in 323-282-RHAP with Eric Stein. And I'm sure we will be all over the place working on a couple of fun ideas for that show. But Taryn, of course, the nominations came down tonight. Of course, I know the thing that you are most focused on, the question that was sort of on in the minds of many of people who are watching the show and, of course, on the live feeds. Where was this week's Power App going to go? At this hour, we found out that the second winner of the Power App is Tyler.
Yes, it's not very often that I don't know something heading into the episode. So like my brain is still processing all of the information that we got.
Yes. OK, so we're going to talk with Taryn about the Cloud Power App and what that means. But I think we have to start with Caitlin and her HOH run, which really has been everything that we potentially expected from her on Thursday.
Yeah, this was great. I was glued to the feeds the entire time. I think the way that they portrayed Tyler's conversation with her was great. She is everything that you'd want from somebody in power in Big Brother.
Okay, Taryn, on Thursday, we talked about it on the live show and certainly on all of the feed updates, the work that Tyler put in to get Caitlin to switch last minute. How do you think the show handled all of that on the Sunday night episode tonight?
I mean, I do feel like the show only viewers probably missed out on just how exciting and crazy it was those hours before the eviction. We did see the sort of inciting incident, inciting event where Tyler is saying, you need to vote this way or you're screwed. But I don't know if it captured the magic of like just how crazy that whole day was. But it's kind of hard to do that when you already know the result of the vote.
Caitlin has just been such amazing casting for Big Brother, because I always say that you want people that are ideal for reality TV are where the people that have like the biggest delta between their actual intelligence and then their perceived intelligence of like how smart they think they are. And Caitlin is really the best personification, I think, that we've had of this in recent years, where she is, with all due respect, not a very smart person, but that not only thinks that she is incredibly smart, but also incredibly intuitive.
How dare you, Rob? She is a life coach. She charges thousands of dollars to her clients for her sage advice. And you are saying that she is not intelligent? Unbelievable.
Yeah. But she is amazing as HOH, and you saw her the entire episode walking around in the HOH bathrobe, and she is just this. All of this power has gone to her head.
Very much so. And she's saying that the universe, my intuition, everything is telling me, and by those things, she means Tyler is telling her what to do. But she still has a power trip because she feels like she's essentially Tyler is ruling through her, but she is feeling Tyler's power, like his energy run through her body. And so she's like, oh yes, the power. Where did this come from? Who am I? I'm amazing. And I think she's going to find once she's not HOH and not having that power anymore that she's like, where did it go? Where'd Tyler's power go? Or my power, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun to watch.
Taryn, do you predict longevity for Caitlin in the game? Like, do you feel like that based on the setup that we're seeing right now where Tyler is in her ear quite a bit, do you think that this will take her far, or do you think that she will end up by the wayside early on in this game?
I think her fate is very, very much tied to Tyler's right now. As the longer that Tyler stays in this game and the longer that she remains loyal to Tyler, the longer she'll remain in the game. If Tyler leaves, you know, she will probably have some kind of second life. She'll show up as a bird. Birds don't play Big Brother very well, so I don't know how far that'll get her.
Yeah. So, let's go through the episode and talk through some of the things. Now, I don't know if the feeds had come back up on Thursday night when the fight went down in the storage room. How much did we know about the altercation between Swaggy C and Winston? I actually have a clip from that earlier on in the episode.
So, Winston?
I said, cool meeting.
With what?
What y'all are doing, trying to act like.
We can talk to Tyler?
It's all good.
We can't talk to Tyler?
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever.
That's what I thought. All right, then.
Cool meeting.
Yeah, cool. It's how dumb of them to have a conversation right after an eviction.
Think you can meet behind Winston's back?
Yeah, like they're exposing themselves. What do you mean? Well, I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand anything Winston does, but I don't understand his logic here because he knows they're in an alliance. They know they're in an alliance. You also know that Tyler is not in an alliance with them. He's pretending to be. There's no new information being garnered from right now for Winston, but he's like this idea that he's like, oh, how dumb of them. No, how dumb of you to open your mouth and make a bigger target of yourself. I can't believe it was portrayed that way.
He blew it up.
Yeah.
That'll show him.
To answer your initial question, we did see this was like right as the feeds came back. And then, of course, Winston retold this story about 15 times immediately after.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that we got to see from the Bailey perspective about how she felt like that Swaggy needs to chill out and be humble. I mean, realized that or sensed that he's in danger heading into this week after this vote swap. And I thought that that was, at least in the diary room, that seems to be a recurring theme from Bailey, that Swaggy needs to tone it down.
Yeah, I mean, this has been since the very first episode we saw with her telling Swaggy, like, chill, take it down a notch. And
give people the death stare now.
Yeah, we just keep seeing this happen over and over. And it's going to continue to happen until, you know, something fails here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing that I don't understand, Taryn, and maybe you can explain this to me, that the original sin that Swaggy committed, where allegedly he talked about Caitlyn behind her back, how much of that was manufactured by Tyler and how much of that is actually something that happened?
So it did happen. So Caitlyn and Fessy and Haley were having a bunch of drama, and Swaggy and Bailey in particular really got in the middle of it and started talking about how this is kind of pathetic of Caitlyn. Like, she's kind of a wild card here. Like, what's going on? And Rockstar and Haley and them, like, they kept their comments within themselves. Swaggy, of course, being Swaggy, went and told Tyler. So Tyler had that information ready to use. The lie came when he said to her, I just found this out. Swaggy just told me earlier today, as though he hadn't been holding this information, waiting to use it at the opportune time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to see Swaggy and Bailey in the hammock, some showmance talk. And Swaggy says, hey, look, why shouldn't we be together? She is the best looking person that's ever been in the house, and I'm the best dressed guy here.
Yeah, wearing shirts that say Swaggy on them is high fashion, Rob.
Yeah, and he wants to go with Swaley. I have not heard them referred to as Swaley. Has this caught on, Taryn?
Some people are referring to them as that, yeah, but it's kind of a thing where I don't know if they've been in the house long enough for them to really have a name that's really stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like Swaley, the name?
I mean, what else is it going to be? Baggy?
Yeah, I heard the level 6 referring to them as Baggy at one point. Baggy is funnier. Yeah,
it is, but it's not exactly the name you would, you know, coin yourself.
Yeah. Swaggly? Swaley, I feel like. I don't know if I love Swaley as the couple name.
What's wrong with Swaley? I feel like Swaley's fine. It's easy to say. It makes sense.
I feel like that if... I guess so.
I guess the problem with it is that it can work with like Haley. Four different people in the house.
Yeah.
Casey, JC.
So, all right. Let's talk about trying to figure out what Caitlyn is going to do. She's going to play her own game, is what she tells us. But really, we end up seeing her with Tyler, and he does a really great job. And I think that for the audience at home, they're really starting to get the mastermind edit from Tyler,
which is pretty strange. We don't usually see it this early, even from some of the greats. A week two mastermind edit is pretty intense, and we'll see how long it lasts. But even like Paul was, you know, I think only started to really get the mastermind edit last season until maybe week three, because week two is still a little bit, maybe it was midway through week three, but yeah, Tyler is definitely getting this, and he absolutely deserves it. He is by far the person playing the most in the house. He has by far the most control in the house, and everything that he was talking about in the diary room is 100% how it played out on the feeds.
Taryn, do you anticipate, just like thinking ahead, because, you know, we've seen all these seasons so many times, is the audience going to turn on Tyler? He's trending. He gets Power App this week, but I feel like I'm already starting to see in the chat, on Twitter, oh my God, I'm sick of Tyler already.
Yes, absolutely. It's already starting to happen that, Tyler, he's got too much power. People are going to start to turn on him. That's inevitable. There are going to be people who were Tyler fans and feel like, yes, my Tyler fandom was proven correct. He's so good at this game. They're going to be Tyler diehards. But for the rest of the people who just kind of liked Tyler because he was making crazy feeds, or who are now seeing that Tyler has so much power, they're absolutely going to be anti-Tyler, and they're going to start rooting for these underdogs.
Because he's been nothing but likable to this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no reason, there's no personal reason, as far as I'm aware, to dislike Tyler. There's nothing problematic about him. He has not done anything mean or cruel. He is playing exactly how we want people to play in the house. The problem is that currently he has gone completely uncontested. He is just leagues ahead of these people.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break from talking about the strategy going on in the house, because we got to see a segment between Rachel and JC that JC has recruited Rachel for a very important task in the house. She thought that the crap app was going to be a punishment. She got recruited to shave JC's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why this happened. This was not something I was tracking on the feeds.
Yeah, I didn't get a feed update from you about this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when JC self-evicts because of his razor burn on his back,
yes.
I'm going to have to apologize for that. But yeah, I don't understand why he let her continue, especially after the bros came in where they were like, no, you're doing this all wrong. Mm-hmm. Then she just kept going and he kept letting her go. I'm not letting anyone near my back if they're messing it up like
that. With a plug on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew?
So I need some shaving because you know I'm very hairy.
Yeah, I didn't know that about JC.
Very hairy.
Maybe they just have to shave him down.
He needed to take a Yattis from that shaving.
Being hairy. Yeah, he looks very aerodynamic.
He does. Yeah, he does not look hairy at all.
Yeah, who knew? who knew? All right. Let's. Just mention a little bit more about Caitlin. I love Caitlin talking about how she's playing a character. This has been the way that she's described this HOH run. And do you like this, Taryn? Is this a way that for people to be able to contextualize misdeeds in the Big Brother house or playing a character?
I mean, is she playing a character? I feel like, you know, I feel like she feels like she's playing a character because, again, she is playing Tyler's game. And so the person that she is when doing somebody else's bidding unknowingly is a stranger to her and she doesn't recognize who she is. So she feels like she's doing it on her own. She feels like, I don't even know what came of me. I'm just like this whole new person. And also another part of this is that she is very concerned about this image that she's now starting to portray as a liar. And she doesn't want to lose any clients who are going to be like, oh, whoa, you are like, who are you? This is a bad thing you're doing. You're betraying your friends. How could I use you as a life coach? As if there's no other reasons why they might not want to have her as a life coach.
Here's the song that Caitlin sang to herself.
Oh my God, what the am I doing? I'm a shady ass bitch.
I mean, she really is fantastic.
Yeah, but where's the shade? I mean, like, isn't shade, aren't you supposed to like be like wittily insulting people? Just like lying to somebody's face and still pretending to be their friend isn't that shady, is it? I could be completely getting this wrong.
I think there's a couple different definitions of shady. Like, I feel like that before there was throwing shade, I feel like that you could be a shady individual before you were throwing shade.
That's true. That's true.
That's more of a recent development.
Yeah, I guess I'm stuck in the new definition. I need to remember the old definition.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's definitely very like weirded out by this whole new thing that Tyler has taught her, which is lying to people.
Mm-hmm. And so the plan that gets constructed or incepted upon her is that she will put up Winston and she will put up Scotty, which sort of gives the one side the impression, okay, we're going after Winston, but they're sort of left confused. Why does Scotty have to go up? And she tells Winston that he's not actually going to be up there. Do you like the, and then the intention is to take out Swaggy with the backdoor plan. Do you like the construction of what Tyler/Caitlin set up with the nominations this week?
Not particularly. It's not exactly the most elegant way of going about this, but it was the path of least resistance for Tyler, where, as you saw in the episode, her initial thought was, I would love to put up, you know, Angela, Winston, Casey, like one of these people or all of these people. I'd love to take Winston out. And he had to be like, let's consider some other options, because she didn't want. Remember, she still thinks that like, hey, they don't know that I was the person that betrayed them. They're still my friends. I don't want to expose myself. She wanted to do anything that she could in order to maintain that cover. So the way that Tyler got around this is like, oh, well, here's how you maintain the cover, the back door. They won't mm-hmm. see it coming. And then by the time it comes, it's too late. It's pointless. They're going to find out eventually. And like, they're going to be like, why are you nominating Scotty in the first place? That doesn't make any sense. But it was whatever kind of logic she needed to use to justify this in her own mind was the logic that got used. And that's what Tyler went with.
Darren, I've been a Scotty defender to this point, but I think I might be late to the party of Scotty is not that great.
yeah,
he's
definitely
kind of a whiner tonight.
He definitely took this lying down a bit, and he should have fought harder. But yeah, he's very much just like exactly what you'd expect from this archetype. He's very passive. He's very just kind of letting things happen. He has reached out a little more. He's branched out a little more socially, but he, you know, this is not the golden, you know, period of time for this kind of player.
Yeah, but it's one thing to have like a house image, but then in the diary room to be a little bit more of like, okay, oh, little do they know. But the diary room didn't even do him any favors tonight.
This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And see, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, yeah, all right.
It doesn't make sense, Rob.
It doesn't make sense. Why am I on the block? This stinks. I couldn't even say, like, you know, Fessy even had to say then, like, well, why didn't you tell her you don't want to go up in the block? I couldn't say anything. I was shaking too much.
It just didn't make enough sense. Like, what's going on? So, yeah, he's still reeling from the loss of Steve. He was expecting it to be Summer of Steve 2018. And just like the rest of us, he is still in mourning.
What was that scene where he was like talking to a suitcase and we're like, okay, well, is he pretending to talk to Steve? And then Sam is hiding in the cabinet.
Yeah, that was a weird scene.
I'm just for a second hide there, in the cabinet over here.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought they were going to pretend that Sam wasn't in the cabinet and just make Scotty seem absolutely insane for talking to nobody. But they did not go that route. Yeah, Sam was just testing out this new like just hiding place. She said that was going to be her thinking place and not tell anyone about it. And these two
like spy shack, like, is she going to like hide in there and then hide in the storage room?
Yes. And these two were bonding here a lot. They had been bonding a little bit the previous week, but because Steve was on the block against her, it kind of limited that ability. They have bonded more since Steve has left. And I think that Sam is kind of the person that Scotty is trying to look to as like the next Steve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about the App Store. The App Store was back. We didn't know who had the power because there had been a lot of denials going on. We did know who had the crap app, Taryn, and it was Rachel.
Yes, and if you thought Rachel's reaction seemed extreme for somebody that was just not trending, she had been talked to about comments made in the house, and she absolutely 100%, this is why she was saying, I'm a good person, guys, I promise. She thought this was punishment for the comments that she made, and she was definitely reeling from that, saying, like, that was my one fear coming in here, is that this would, you know, the public perception would change. Little does she know, it's just because she's not been on the show at all.
Right. She said that her biggest fear is how she's perceived. She's being judged. She cares what people think about her. I thought that was an interesting way to react to that, where I feel like that it wasn't so much like she wasn't apologizing. She's just like, I don't want people to be mad at me.
Yeah.
I just don't want people to be upset with me.
I think that
she didn't seem remorseful. She's just like, I just don't want people to get mad. If anybody is does not know exactly what she is referring to or what she was most concerned about, was that she and Angela were mentioned. I think this was Tuesday of last week. They were depicted in a TMZ article. They were discussing what their skin chain or what happened to them in the sun. And they were using some insensitive language to depict their color change.
Yes, and Angela more so than Rachel, for sure. But of course, Rachel was there. She was participating in the conversation, so she also was spoken to. And I mean, I think it's a difficult position to apologize for something that isn't something that you're talking about, because again, like the show watchers don't even know what this is. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even if she did apologize, they probably wouldn't have edited it in, because then the viewers would be like, what is she apologizing for? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see what kind of apology she may have once she gets out of the house. Yeah. I would
she
say.
Just cares what people think about her. All right, so she got the Yell app. So people get to yell at her for 24 hours. And this is has this begun yet on the feed, Saren?
Yeah, but they cut the feeds for it, so we didn't see it play out. They just kind of
does a person come in, or they it's like over the loudspeaker.
I think it was over the loudspeaker, but I'm not entirely sure. The way they made it sound in the written text was like, in the next 24 hours, you're going to have somebody following you around. That has not been the case. 24 hours passed and nothing. It was only until just today, I believe, that we even started to see any of it. And again, we didn't see any of it because the feeds were cut.
Yeah. All right. Then let's talk about who got the Power app. Taryn, you were pretty confident that it was going to be Tyler. It turned out that your intuition was correct on the Tyler Power app.
I cheated because the universe told me.
The universe told you. And yeah. So he gets the Cloud app, and which is some version of safety for 8 weeks here for Tyler. The language associated with this is a little bit confusing. So let's talk about how we believe this actually is going to work.
Yeah. So this power, the way that that it was written in the episode, it said that you can use this to prevent yourself from being put on the block. Okay, here's the exact wording. It says, keep yourself from going on the block at any one nomination ceremony or veto meeting. So any one ceremony or meeting. If you are worried you could be nominated, sit on the cloud and you cannot be put on the block. That's if you are worried about being nominated in the future. So that, I think, tells us two things. One is that he needs to decide to sit there. However it's going to work, maybe he's going to tell the diary room ahead of time and they're going to give him like a cloud seat or something. But he needs to make this decision before the ceremony itself. He needs to see it coming, that he's either going to be nominated or nominated as a replacement. And then the second thing, and the more important thing to me, is that it seems to imply that it's only good for one ceremony, not 1 week. Meaning, right, if he prevents himself from being nominated in the initial nomination ceremony, he can still be nominated as a renomination in the veto ceremony. So it's essentially useless to use prior to the veto ceremony. And if he is nominated at the initial nomination ceremony, it's useless to him yet again because he's already on the block. This basically means that I think he is safe from being backdoored if he can see it coming. But if he is just, if people are just planning on nominating him straight up, then this is basically worthless. Yeah.
So this kind of works like the Survivor Hidden Immunity Idol, that it needs to be played before the votes are cast, or in this case, a nomination is cast. And I agree with you that it sounds like that he could, if he does use at a nomination ceremony, he is eligible to be put up on the block for a veto. Taryn, do you like this power, or do you feel like that it is too powerful, especially given the length of time, 8 weeks that he has to use this?
I mean, I personally feel like it's not very powerful. So that makes me kind of like it a little bit, because despite the fact that, you know, a lot of people are comparing it to a Hidden Immunity Idol, but a Hidden Immunity Idol is significantly better than this power, because it would be like if there were two votes every, on, in the night for Survivor, and your immunity idol was good for either one. But if you used it for the first one, then everyone knows that you used it for the first one and that you don't have anything for the second one, and they'll just vote you out in the second one. Mm-hmm. So it's completely, he should never be using this at the initial nomination ceremony, which means if somebody plans on, you know, taking a shot at Tyler and they decide to put him up straight away, then it doesn't save him from anything, and it's completely useless to him.
Okay. And this is a power that he has kept this a secret, that is also highly advisable, correct?
Yes, because the second anybody knows about this power, they're just going to nominate him, or they're going to say, I'm going to nominate you on the initial nomination ceremony unless you use this power. Mm-hmm. It's very, very easy to flush. Unlike Sam's power, which I think is significantly better, this is just, it's incredibly easy to flush away very quickly if anybody learns about it.
But Tyler, again, not only is he in the best position in the house at this point, based on what we've seen, but also he has potentially Sam indebted to him, who may end up using her power for him in these first 4 weeks. And then he has a second power, which now goes through 8 weeks. So Tyler is set up well.
Yes. And I will say, I thought he was going to be set up better than this because I assumed he would take the upgrade power, which I assume is a co-HOH. However, seeing this power, I'm thinking maybe it's not a co-HOH because so far these powers have not given guaranteed safety at all. The bonus life is a chance at returning. And I do think that means they will be returning, but theoretically it's just a chance. And this cloud power is far from an easy safety for any week. So a co-HOH would not only be automatic safety, which is automatically better than both of these powers, but it also gives you the power to nominate. That seems like a huge step up from these other powers. So I'm thinking it might not be that that co-HOH. However, I thought that was potentially what Tyler had. And because it's not, he's not in as crushing a position, but he's still in a very good position considering the fact that the majority is on his side. And even if something terrible goes wrong, he's still got Sam to use the bonus life on him. And she really doesn't even have much reason not to, because it only is good for 4 weeks. So if, say, next week Tyler is going home, she has no incentive to save it for one more week, especially when she has to use it, meaning she might be forced to use it on someone she doesn't want to if she holds onto it. So very unlikely that Tyler is going anywhere as long as he retains Sam's loyalty.
Okay, we talked about the highs of getting the power app for the week, but there were also lows of people who did not get the power app. Swaggy C was most upset with America for not getting the power app. What does he have to do? He protected 8 people the first night. He checked Winston. He gave you the first showmance of the summer. What does he have to do to get a power app around here?
I don't know. Apparently complain about not getting one in the episode. What do you want me? What more can I be doing? I like Swaggy. I do think that he can make some great television, but if he's asking me what more he can be doing, I think not spending like 90% of his day with Bailey every day is probably the first step.
He knows that, Taryn. That's why he was so upset with himself.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Like, I'm right there with him now. I feel like some of that potential has been wasted.
Hey, look, that maybe if this backdoor plan ends up going through, this could be the wake up call that Swaggy C needs.
It could be. And I hope that, you know, if this plan happens, that we're going to see, you know, Swaggy at 100% for the rest of the week. Maybe he can pull something off and stay. That would be amazing. I really want Swaggy to succeed. We'll just have to see if it plays out that way.
Yeah, I think that everybody who watches this show can see that there is, you know, so much unmined swag potential from Chris Swaggy C. Hopefully we can get there.
Just like, if the worst happens and we lose Swaggy this week, I feel like he is somebody that I would love to see back on a season when he doesn't have a showmance that's kind of distracting him from the game a little bit.
That'd be great on Twitter.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, okay. So Swaggy and Fessel and Scotty have a conversation, another cool meeting in the storage room. And Scotty is upset, and they say, okay, well, obviously he doesn't have the power. And so we end up with Fessy ending up having a conversation with Caitlin, trying to sort of like say, like, hey, maybe Scotty is one of our on our side. Maybe don't put him on the block this week with Winston, because he could do Winston and Angela or Winston and Casey. And Caitlin is pushing back.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Faute, this former Faute lines, they were very worried about what Caitlin might do. They were concerned that maybe she was the person that flipped. And if so, then maybe she's going to do something crazy. They were worried about her being a wild card in the first place, which is why she's in they're in trouble with her in the first place. So when they heard that her plan was to target Winston, initially they were like, okay, thank God. You're going to put Scotty up, but that's fine. Whatever. Well, we're just happy that you're doing what we want you to do for the most part. But after the power app happened, they kind of thought twice about it. And they're like, why is Scotty going up? We don't like this. Scotty himself raised the issue with Caitlin. She talked him down. Then she had to talk Fessy down. Most people tried to be like, why are we doing this? Why does this have to happen? But yet again, Caitlin was just kind of like, this is just the plan. This is what I want to do. It makes sense because of some weird, obscure reason from 2 weeks ago. And that's why. And you just kind of have to accept that. And so they kind of did.
Yeah. Then Caitlin told Fessel, this is the reason why. She just wants to like put this out there for him in this plan that she's doing.
Just remember that no matter what happens, it's for the highest good.
Has there ever been a more terrifying statement made in the Big Brother house, Taryn?
Maybe, but...
Just remember, whatever happens is for the highest good.
I don't think there could be anything more terrifying coming from Caitlin, knowing her belief system that just don't worry about it. It's all going to be all right. It's all coming to one good, positive outcome. Just don't worry about what happens.
I feel weird. What was in this kombucha? Just remember, it was all for the highest good. No.
We're going to achieve a higher plane of existence.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What did you put in my Kool-Aid? She did cover because she's able to by saying like, oh no, I just meant that like everything goes toward the common good and that everything happens mm-hmm. for a reason and sure. Don't worry about it.
Sure.
She has the ability to play it off that way just again, because of her beliefs.
Yeah. And so she ends up going to the nomination ceremony, and I thought she's pretty hard on both Scotty and Winston in the nomination speech, right?
Well, see, this was her trying to be Shady Boots. That's what I was going for. Yeah. This is her shade. I can't remember if she said that she was going to, if they talked about her actually talking about Winston being a doctor, but she did have that conversation with Winston. She was like, are you actually a doctor? Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I'm not a doctor. And she was considering still saying
that.
I
like when you do Winston impressions.
What are you? I'm not a doctor. What are you talking about? She's living this high life of like, I am on top of everything. I'm tricking everyone. I'm making this huge move. And that includes this like big speech.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Scotty, you made it clear you would have used the veto on Summer of Steve, and that could have put me in jeopardy. So you go, you're going to taste the block this week.
Yeah. Look, this doesn't make sense.
How selfish of you.
That doesn't make sense, Rob. Everyone wanted Summer of Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How great was it with the editors when they were giving us like quick shots of her? They showed us a shot of Caitlin with a Q-tip up her nose. Did you catch that?
I did not. They are loving Caitlin. Yes. Even the shots, like they love showing her like hunched over, I mean, like wide eyed. Mm-hmm. Like I'm waiting for them to give this to Winston, who also deserves it. But like they are just loving every angle here.
Taryn, do you feel like that there is a likelihood that Big Brother will bring back Caitlin next season as a life coach? For the house.
Definitely.
Life coaches twist.
Kaylin comes in and gives advice. It's just like the winner round table from Big Brother Canada 6. Mm-hmm. Kaylin's going to come in and give you advice on your final speech and how you need to follow your spirit guides.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's start take some questions here with Scott, and then we'll get into the latest happenings of a busy weekend from the live feeds and talk through everything. So let's go ahead and check in with. Okay. This is from Kim Martin wants to know, how do you sit in a cloud? Taryn, do you think that there will be a literal cloud that we will see Tyler sit in?
You know, it's weird. The wording is that he had to sit in the cloud and you cannot be put on the block. I don't understand how that would work. I'm assuming if they want to do this, like manifest this physically instead of spiritually, that he couldn't. He just has to go to the diary room ahead of time and say, I want to use the power, at which point they will, you know, create a seat that looks like a cloud and then Tyler will sit on it. Mm-hmm. So that would be my best guess.
If there's one thing that we've learned here in Big Brother 20, no one on the production of Big Brother 20 actually has any familiarity what any of these computer terms mean. And so it's just like, oh, cloud, I've heard that. So it'll be like you're in a, like, it has nothing to do with the computer interpretation. It's like if there was a mouse for a computer, you would be dressed like a mouse, like the rodent. Like there's no they it's never like what the actual computer term is. It's just like, okay, well, let's just make that the actual literal thing that is also a computer term.
I think maybe they the creative director for this particular theme was actually a time traveler from the 90s who showed up and was like, I'm a time traveler. I know all about technology. And then the people, they're like, oh, wow, you're a time traveler. You're so advanced. We're going to make this season the advanced technology season. And oh, the cloud means an actual cloud in your time. And they're like, yeah, it's a cloud. And they just don't realize that this person came from the 90s. That's, mm-hmm. that's my crazy theory.
Oh, you got stuck in the net. Oh, now you have to sit in the net the whole day.
Yeah, exactly.
You're surfing the web. Get on a surfboard because you're surfing the web.
They're so far advanced, Rob, that they've come full circle to the original meaning of the term.
Is that because the average Big Brother viewer that they're trying to explain these computer terms and that this is for the Big Brother audience is not necessarily the millennial crowd that's watching Big Brother?
I guess
everybody's
so.
Yelling in the diary room.
Yeah, everyone's yelling.
Only on CBS.
This is like comfort technology to like the really old people who are very intimidated by technology. They're like, this is exactly what we want the technology to be. We want the cloud to be an actual cloud because that would just be so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a question from Taylor Martino. What happens if Tyler gets evicted without using his cloud power, but gets back in because of Sam's bonus life? Is his cloud power still active? Taryn, we've sort of debated this on Survivor, where in Survivor South Pacific, Ozzy had an idol. If he got voted out with the idol, could he go to Redemption Island and then could he come back into the game? If Tyler has this cloud power, would it be intact, his power app, if he got evicted and came back?
I would assume so, because the bonus life, the wording of the bonus life is essentially saying like, you won't be evicted. Like the votes will be read, but then you have a chance to like, essentially not, it's not like he's going to leave and come back necessarily. It's more just that, you know, they tried to evict him. He was voted to be evicted, but then he got this chance to come back and now he's back. And in the wording for the app, power, it did not say anything about like 8 weeks or until you are evicted or anything like that. It just said it's good for 8 weeks. So I would assume that he still has the power, even if he is voted out and comes back in through the bonus life.
Okay. Taryn, this is a question from Jessica, who asks, what should our ship name be? Hashtag Tess, hashtag Jaren.
I think it would have to be Jaren, just because Tess is an actual name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. Gwen wants to know, pretty sure Caitlin's spirit guide has a name, and that name is Tyler. Yeah, you guys are on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is from P the Demon. Are they doing the veto ceremony now? If not, when is it? If the backdooring of Chris really happens, prepare him to become a second-rate evil dick, and for Bailey to become a second-rate Shima. They both threatened to terrorize the house. Well, let's talk about that when we get to the live feeds, how they might react to going on the block. Puya wants to know, do you think Taryn's hands shake while eating yogurt? Taryn, have your hands ever shook while eating yogurt?
No, I steady as a rock eating yogurt. Steady as a spoon that is eating yogurt is my hands while eating yogurt.
Okay. Taryn, which word would you rather define? This is a question from Dara. Hymen or Yetis?
Hymen.
I think they both have their play. I think, you know, we took a bit of a hiatus from the Hymens to talk about JC, but we'll eventually come back around to the Hymen.
Did you have any idea what he was talking about when he said?
So we had like an hiatus, right?
No.
Hiatus?
Not even remotely.
We're in a hiatus. I was Googling it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, until Tyler said it in the diary room, I had no idea, and I don't think I would have gotten there.
Okay. All right, let's talk live feeds so we can get into more of this stuff, okay? Of course, we're going to get into everything going on from the feeds. If you are a TV show only, be sure to check out the Summer of Stein podcast coming up on Monday. We're going to have that for you guys. So we'll get all of that. If you want to get your questions in, you could send in your email, bigbrother@robiswebsite.com or robiswebsite.com/voicemail 323-282. RHAP. And otherwise, we'll be back again live after Wednesday night's episode. Okay. Let's get into the live feeds coming up right now.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Taryn, so we know the backdoor plan has been in the works for a couple of days now. We're getting ready for, I believe, the power of veto is going to be. Well, actually, the power of veto was played and won by Tyler, which
yes.
I found to be surprising that Tyler would go through. But I mean, I think that maybe we've underestimated, or at least I have, how badly he wants to see Swaggy C out of the house.
Well, part of it also may be that this was an individually timed competition. So it can be difficult to throw if you want to also, you know, look like you weren't trying to throw it. So Tyler, from what he said to Caitlin, he guessed on three of the answers, did not expect to be correct. And when he buzzed in, he was correct. And he was like, oh, wow, I did not expect to do this. Well,
what Tyler is saying to Caitlin is, you know, that sort of... take that with a major grain of salt. Anything Tyler tells Caitlin.
Yes, I do know that he obviously wanted to prevent Fessy from winning this competition because Caitlin was feeling a little iffy about the idea of tricking Fessy into using the veto only to backdoor his best friend in the house. She was feeling very guilty about that. She didn't really want to do it. So I know that Tyler probably felt the need to do better than Fessy, although he probably would have preferred to see somebody else win. That said, the plan that he wants to go through with is to use the veto on Scotty and hopefully win some goodwill with Scotty, especially now that Swaggy is going to be probably going home.
Okay. So Tyler, to me, I mean, unless he's going to pull one of these, oh my God, I had no idea what she was going to do. Isn't he going to be completely exposed to that other side of the house at this point that he was in on this whole plan?
Yeah, and he already has been, basically. You know, Caitlin very quickly went to people right after Tyler told her, you need to vote this way. Caitlin went to Rockstar and Haley and said, Tyler just told me I need to vote this way. He told me what Swaggy said about me. And they did not forget that, which obviously they shouldn't. So then after the fact, they eventually told Swaggy, like, Tyler said to Caitlin that you said these things about her. That made Swaggy upset with Tyler. It's made Rockstar very suspicious of Tyler. And so they are already on board with Tyler can't be trusted. At this point, they think that he is just somebody who is he's just like exposing secrets. Like, he's just trying to turn Caitlin against them. They still think he's kind of with them, or he might be slightly associated with the other side. They do not realize that he has been playing them the whole time and has been in an alliance with the other side. They are still a bit far behind in that regard, but they do like realize that Tyler is the reason Caitlin doesn't trust Swaggy anymore. And they want to target him next week if they have the ability.
Give me the update of how many people in the house know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, so initially it was only, level 6 plus JC. However, just earlier today, Caitlin told Haley that this was the plan. She's going to backdoor Swaggy. And she told Haley not to tell anyone. Haley then went and told Rockstar. So now Haley and Rockstar know, leaving the only people that don't know as Bailey, Swaggy, Fessy, and Scotty, I think. Haley and Rockstar have both lied about it. They are not planning on telling any of those four people at the moment. So basically everyone knows except for the targets and just a couple other people.
Okay. Now, the thing that I've been saying all weekend about this is I feel like, this is such a crazy house. It's so volatile. Anything could happen. So assuming we get to tomorrow, where we have Swaggy going up on the block in place of Scotty, is there any reason for hope that Scotty could stay over Winston? That Swaggy could stay over Winston?
There is not much hope, no. Obviously, this power actually, as I talked about, isn't that powerful. However, it definitely would have helped Swaggy. This is exactly the spot where it would have helped Swaggy if he knew to use it, because it would prevent him from being backdoored. However, looking at the votes, Swaggy really is going to have an uphill battle here, because he would need to flip, I think, two people, which JC wants him out. JC doesn't want Winston out. Casey wants him out. She doesn't want Winston out.
If he got two people, would that get it to 6-6, or that would get it to 7-5?
Trying to quickly think. Swaggy has Bailey. He's got, Haley and Rockstar, if they even vote that way, knowing that the numbers are against them at this point. He's got Fessy. That's four. He's got Swaggy, Scotty, which. Scotty, which is 5. So he needs 2 in order to bypass Caitlin's tiebreaker vote. He would need 1 plus Caitlin if he wanted to stay on a tie. And it looks very difficult to find that path.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I would say that the saving grace potentially could be the, I think everybody's very focused on Swaggy and how is he going to react to this. But Winston, your guy, that he is going to be on the block for 4 more days. And I think that is also, a somewhat volatile individual.
Yeah, let's be clear. Winston was my guy for like a day. And then I saw his intro package. And then I saw him on the feeds. And
well, you do an impression of him. Foisting him on you or anything like that.
Yeah, he's my guy in a completely different way at this point, just because he is an absolute lunatic on the feeds. He is so paranoid, and just like look for there's a screenshot of his face that is exactly like, Jack Nicholson's face from The Shining. He is a crazy person, and he is absolutely terrified about the fact that he's on the block. He has gone as far as to say to Brett, like, listen, dude, I've got I've got two speeches planned, two speeches. And if I feel like I'm going to go home on Thursday night, if I'm sitting up on that block, I'm going to reveal everything. I'm going to throw everything out there. No alliances anymore. I'm going to tell all the secrets. If I feel like people are voting for me, that's going to be my speech. I'm going to reveal everything. And that's how it's going to go. And that's Winston for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, where does JC come down on all this? JC is more aligned with level six.
Yes, JC is 100% with level six right now. He is one of the few people on that side that does a lot of work to maintain relationships outside of that alliance. He has a somewhat decent relationship with Fessy. He's talked to Bailey. He's talked to Scotty a lot. So they definitely see him as somebody that they could potentially pull over. But he has been working very hard on the side of level six, and he hasn't shown any sort of, any sort of inkling that he would be flipping.
Okay. Taryn, as somebody who's watched these guys on the feeds for about 10 days now going, how do you think this is going to go down tomorrow?
I think that Swaggy is going to be put up on the block, and he is going to be very pissed, and he's going to start yelling at Tyler and Caitlin, and Bailey is going to then say, calm down. You need to calm down. And then he's going to calm down a little bit, and he's going to start trying to work on people like Sam and JC and try to get their votes. They're going to try and work on Caitlin to get her to flip back over so that she keeps Swaggy if it is a tie. Honestly, I don't see much of that working. I think that ultimately we will be seeing Swaggy go home on Thursday night.
Yeah, I feel like that the best strategy for being able to avoid a brush with the block is often playing dead or trying to keep a low profile, which is, I think, is the antithesis of everything that Swaggy C is. In hindsight, I do wonder, to come into the house as Swaggy C and not Chris might have been a too big of a mountain to overcome.
Yeah, and you'd think the one benefit that you would get from coming into the house as Swaggy C and acting super cocky and creating all this entertainment would be, well, at least I'll get some kind of like voter viewer power, like whatever it is, I'll get it. But that has not worked out in his favor either. So it's just doubly bad here.
Yeah, maybe if they would have had the, I guess Sam got the robot that first night. But I feel like if he was going to get a power app, it might have been that first night when he was the most Swaggy.
Yeah, well, but again, you need to realize it is not about who you are. Who you are does not matter on Big Brother when it comes to popularity. You need to be the underdog. If Swaggy wanted to get a power week one, then he should have lost those competitions, not
should
won
have been
them.
Laggy C.
Exactly. And if Swaggy became the robot, I guarantee you he would be sitting pretty with a bonus life right now.
Mm-hmm. So instead of going out of his way to win the first competition, he should have gone out of his way to lose that first competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would have been the swaggiest robot of all time. Swaggy robot?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I will say that I do think that there is a possibility also that, you know, we know a buyback is coming. I think that he could potentially be in the mix for that. I know we said that the fourth person could be in that, but, you know, we've seen Big Brother do curious things with when exactly they want to start having people who are in the mix to come back.
Yeah, you know, it would surprise me, though, if there was some kind of buyback in the works. The fact that Sam's power has to be used no matter what says to me that is their plan for the pre-jury, is that instead of there being a regular kind of buyback, the bonus life is essentially a version of a buyback where it's just one person who then has the quote unquote chance to immediately come back into the house. Mm-hmm. And to add another buyback on top of that, especially another one that is also pre-jury, seems very unlikely to me.
But let's just play it out. Let's say hypothetically Swaggy gets voted out on Thursday. You don't think that they could just like hold him in sequester for 2 weeks? And if nobody uses the bonus life app, that then somebody has to come back anyway. It's a 99 day season. So we need to bring somebody back at some point.
Well, I believe the wording on the bonus life was that it would be used on whoever
wording
was evicted.
Schmerding.
in the fourth eviction would be the person who got the chance to come back.
Has a chance to come back, but that chance might be, you know, play face off against Swaggy and whoever goes out next week. And then somebody is coming back.
If they really wanted to play fast and loose, they could be like, yeah, so your chance to come back is face off against Swaggy C.
Yeah. Depends how much they end up, because it seems like that Summer Steve is on social media and at a sequester.
Yes.
So we will see. Okay, let's get back to some more of the questions. Anything else you want to mention from the weekend or the headlines for at this hour?
Not in particular. Things just still going according to plan. Caitlin did, after the veto, have a moment of, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can nominate Swaggy. And Tyler had to yet again talk her back into. I really loved that scene where it was just like she kept saying things and Tyler kept going, nope, back over here. That has been Tyler all week long. He is to babysit her and keep her on the right path the whole time. And she even says, like, I just need Tyler to keep reminding me that this is the right thing to do and that Swaggy did actually betray me and so on and so forth.
Is there any possibility that a Haley or Angie Rockstar could get in her ear tonight and potentially talk her out of this plan?
I think yes. I think absolutely, because they are, I mean, granted, Rockstar is not supposed to know right now, so I don't think Rockstar would be that effective, because Caitlin would be upset that that Haley said anything. But I absolutely think that Haley could change Caitlin's mind, because she, again, like, Tyler has to be on top of her nonstop in order to keep this going. And I mean that both figuratively and literally. And so I absolutely think, Haley, who was, you know, just a week ago, when the feeds came on, she was dancing with Caitlin. They were saying they were best friends for life. They were a final two. I absolutely think that Caitlin can talk, or that Haley can talk Caitlin out of this. However, she didn't really try. And she doesn't seem like she's going to try. It feels like she's just kind of let this one go. And she's like, all right, well, I don't want to get nominated. So I'm just going to let this happen.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. Caitlin is so unpredictable. You know. Okay, let's take some more questions here. This is from Lyndon, who says, do you think that production is telling the house guests to not tell anyone, including the live feeders, about the power to keep everybody on their toes? I saw you mention on the feed update this morning that Tyler talked about how he won the competition, but he didn't tell the feeders about the power.
Yeah, you know, that was a very brief moment, and Caitlin was still like nearby. So it's possible that he just didn't want to risk it in that moment. He hasn't really been much of a camera talker. So, you know, I don't think that they were told not to say anything, but they were told not to talk to America. Like, it's hard to know exactly what it was, but there were a few different people that said, yeah, we were told before coming in, like, don't talk to America. And I think part of that is, like, don't pander to America, don't ask for votes and stuff like that. But I think some of them are interpreting that to mean don't talk to the cameras, don't tell them what's going on.
Okay. This is a reality check. We kind of covered this, that Haley and Rockstar know about the plan. Will they be able to convince Caitlin to not nominate Swaggy or secure enough votes to evict Winston Swaggy? Taryn, give me a percentage chance that the dream team of Haley and Rockstar could prevent this disaster.
I'd give it like a good 20%, to be honest. Like, I think if they make the attempt and maybe they wake up tomorrow with a you know, new energy that it's like, we need to go for this. So I do think it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Why not for Tyler? Why doesn't he take Winston off the block?
That's a good question. Again, part of it is that he wants to gain favor with Scotty, because with Swaggy gone, he feels like Scotty's going to have nobody in the house, and that if he can pull Scotty over to their side, that would be a huge win for them, especially because Scotty is potentially one of the more capable competition players on that side. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is, again, kind of to go along with this facade that Caitlin wants to keep up of, you know, it doesn't make sense for Tyler to take Winston off the block if they're not aligned and this wasn't the plan all along.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
All right. Kyle says, do you think that Caitlin is doing what's best for her game? Is taking out Swaggy, somebody who shares the same target as her, is that really what's best for her?
This is a tough question because, you know, at this point she has to go through with it. All of these people now don't trust her. Swaggy wants to target her. So at this point, yes, she does absolutely have to go through with it. Was it the right move to begin with? Probably not. She was tricked into voting to keep Sam over Steve, and that was not in her interest whatsoever. But again, it is true that she was on the outs of that alliance. Even before that moment, because of all the love triangle stuff, they were talking about moving forward in an alliance without her. Tyler was telling the truth and correctly pointed out that she was at the bottom of that alliance. Was this the right move for her to flip? No. But it wasn't like she was perfectly set up in a position that Tyler swooped her out of. She was in a vulnerable position that Tyler made more vulnerable, but also gave her some other sort of protection, because a lot of people now go after Tyler over Caitlin. And especially once Tyler's gone, or, you know, knowing that Tyler is still there and that all of these other level six people are there, it's hard to imagine that they're going to waste a week on Caitlin. I think she's going to be here for a while because of this, whereas she might have been kind of just like dropped off at some point if she hadn't made this kind of move.
Dropped off. All right. Let's do another couple of questions. Annie wants to know if Big Brother House guys get a luxury item. If they do, did Tyler bring a can of Dan's Mist, Taryn?
Yes, I think he did. I've talked about this. This relationship between Tyler and Caitlin reminds me a lot of the relationship between Dan and Danielle. Just the amount of manipulation that goes on is just astounding to me. And there's definitely a bit of Mist powers happening there.
Okay. Looking ahead to the next Power app, John Densford says, based on the unnecessary, how dare you, John Densford, say that those JC back shaving scenes were unnecessary. Is there a 99% chance that Caitlin or JC gets the Power app next week? Mike Zahn is thinking the same thing about Caitlin. Taryn, is it too early to predict who's got the next Power app?
I think it is too early, just because I think the Thursday night episode,
yeah. Bailey's getting it.
Yes, by far has the most amount of influence, and I do think that because Swaggy is going to be backdoored probably, and is also probably going to go home, there's going to be a lot of underdog showmance scenes. I do agree. I think that Bailey will be seen as the rootable underdog who will then get the next power. That seems by far the most likely outcome to me, given how they usually edit the show.
Yeah, sounds about right. Okay, and do we have anything else, Scott? Otherwise, we can... Gwen, think that Caitlin's diary rooms are candid or prompted by the producers? I'm going with candid. Crazy candid Caitlin. Taryn, do you think that that she is doing material, or is this the real Caitlin?
This is the real Caitlin. Like, this is how she is in the house. She's a crazy person. That's who she is. I'll even go as far as to say, I'm being pretty complimentary toward the diary rooms in general, that they don't feel as stilted to me as they usually do. You do have Swaggy in there who seems like he's playing a role, but that's kind of Swaggy as a whole. You got Tyler in there actually articulating strategy, which is such a breath of fresh air, compared to especially Big Brother Canada, but also even last season when, at best we'd get Paul explaining his strategy in a sort of vague way that he still didn't even own that much in the diary room. So very, very happy with what Tyler is giving us. I think that JC is absolutely being genuinely JC in the diary room. Caitlin's being Caitlin. So I'm pretty happy overall.
Taryn, do you get a Nicole Big Brother 2 vibe at all from Caitlin? That I feel like that she has these moments where, she's really into playing the game, but just as easily, if she's ever out of power or if things are not looking good, I could see her, completely, crumpling into a ball, blanketing, needing to talk to her boyfriend. I could see things really taking a dark turn for her at some point.
Yeah, I can see she's kind of like the Flanderized version of Nicole. Like she's like taken to the extreme where I could absolutely see Nicole from BB2 talking about like energies and stuff, but like just not to the same
things
extent.
Are going your way. Oh my God, I love this game. Who am I? I'm so yeah. I'm incredible. And then you know if she ends up where somebody she gets into a fight with gets the power, you know she'll just be like a complete emotional disaster. Disaster.
Yeah, and at some point there will absolutely be a time where she's like, you know, nothing happened with Fessy, my boyfriend. I hope he's not leaving me.
It'll be a moment where she like curses out Tyler. I hate you. Look, you did this to me, and then he'll like win her back over.
Yes, exactly. There's definitely something there.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Chris wants to know, is it good or bad that Caitlin gave reasons other than it's a game move without saying it's nothing personal this early in the game? I don't think anybody really cares that much about these speeches, right?
No, again, like the speeches, they're just there to have something for the nominees to complain about in the diary room for the closing remarks of the episode.
All right. And then Joey wants to know, you've chosen the cloud app. I think upgrade would have sounded most promising. Taryn did say he would take in the upgrade. What are the other two?
Identity theft.
Yes.
And oh, crap. What was the other one? Redraw.
Okay.
Oh, and there should be one more, right? Because it's five total.
See, I thought Tyler was going to take identity theft because I thought that would make sense of why he wasn't saying anything to the live feeders about it.
Yeah, maybe. I would have taken the upgrade. Identity theft sounds like I said, a vote steal to me, which doesn't seem that useful. Redraw seems like it has to do with the veto draw, which doesn't seem that useful. I would have gone with upgrade, but he went with cloud, and I feel like maybe he made a mistake because this cloud one isn't that great.
Okay. All right. And then let's do one last comment. Mike Bloom wants to know, do you guys remember when we brought a Big Brother Canada back from Yadas?
So we had like a Yadas try.
Yes. And then they needed some titulos.
Yes.
And some back shaving. And it was great.
All right, so let's wrap it up from there, okay? And let's talk about what's coming up. Of course, tomorrow morning, Taryn is going to be back at it with the Monday morning live feed update. Of course, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific. Be there for that as Taryn will set the stage for the veto ceremony. And hopefully maybe we'll get some fireworks tonight leading up to it. And of course, on our Wrap Ups channel, in addition to the live feed update, you can get the Bachelor recap, Amazing Race Canada, International Survivor. That's Shannon Gates is covering Survivor New Zealand and South Africa. And of course, the Taryn Show. Every week, no Yadas for the Taryn Show. And then, of course, I will have Eric Stein on Monday. We'll record that Monday afternoon, get it up for you guys Monday night. Get your questions in for America's Player. And, of course, on Tuesday, the LFC Roundtable will be back. The stock watch is firing on all cylinders. Can Tyler's stock get any higher? Does the price max out at $10, Taryn?
It does, yes. Okay.
All right. Of course, for everything going on in the world of Rob as a podcast, check out our Patreon page to find out everything RHAP. We're doing all these patron-only shows, the Rahapisodes, everything going on there. Rob has a website.com/patron for an even crazier experience with Rob as a podcast. And speaking of crazy experience, Taryn, that Josh Wiggler and I posted our almost 3-hour TEOS All-Stars fan fiction podcast over the weekend.
It sounds like one of the best things I've ever heard of.
Yes, we had a lot of fun. We did it on video. If you just listen to the audio, you're going to miss all of Josh's reactions to everything that goes on in that fake season of Survivor. We got to get a Brant Steele fake season of Big Brother at some point.
Yes, we've had many fan-made ones, mm-hmm. Most of which I win until Brent gets his hands on it, and then he wins magically. So
yeah, he hacks it. He gets Brett.
Yes. So I think that would cause lots of drama.
Okay. All right. Well, very fun to go over everything tonight with you, Taryn. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Anything else you want to mention, Taryn?
I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to another crazy week on the Big Brother live feeds. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.